the messy backend, where experts share customized business advice and tips about all the messy stuff that goes on behind the beautifully branded front end of entrepreneurship. This is where most businesses fail. So we're here to help you save time, make money, and succeed. And now your hosts of The Messy Backend, Sheila J. Davis and Nate Tucker.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you all so much. We have a wonderful show for you today because, as Michael Jordan once said, if you quit once, it becomes a habit. Never quit.
In our expert segment today, we're going to be talking to us.
That's right. The creator of the Messy Backend of Entrepreneurship podcast, Sheila J. Davis, who also created Guess Women's Network. Sheila is an accomplished speaker, mentor, and digital marketer. It's her mission to help entrepreneurs clean up their messy backends through speaking, training, mentoring, or simply doing it for them through her digital marketing agency, Lock and Load Marketing.
And my amazing friend and co-host, Nate Tucker. Nate has years of experience in sales, marketing, photography, and video creation skills, as well as a lover of all things food, travel, and anything animal related.
And you'll hear real questions and stories from real entrepreneurs with real messy backends. Our experts will share their experience, expertise, and the tools that they suggest to get it all cleaned up.
And if you're an entrepreneur with a messy backend and you would like to submit your question or story, give us a call at 801-810-6726 or visit us at themessybackend.com. Do you like to have either myself or Nate speak at your next event or on your podcast? Visit us at themessybackend.com/speaking to send us your event details.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast by heading on over to themessybackend.com/subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And check us out on Facebook to see video of our recordings.
If you, yep, you, the one listening right now, feel inspired to take our experts' advice and you would like to share what suggestions you've used in your business, please let us know about your progress.
The key to making this podcast really work is to hear about the results of the suggestion. This allows us to be able to learn not just from one expert's point of view, but from the execution of the suggestions provided. Give us a call at 801-810-6726 or visit The Messy Backend.
One of the biggest software issues that online businesses have is their shopping cart. Head on over to themessybackend.com/cart for more details about ThriveCart, the number one cart software that grows your income from existing traffic. And it pays for itself many times over with high converting checkout pages, upsells, and affiliate campaign. Watch the video for how simple this cart solution is at themessybackend.com/cart.
Are you ready to put your business on autopilot and actually live your life? At Lock and Load Marketing, we simply offer the best strategies and solutions. We will build it out with you and manage it for you. If it tires you out, hire it out at Lock and Load Marketing.
Now, on to our expert panel, us, Sheila J. Davis and Nate Tucker. Don't mess your seat, folks. Here we go.
Today, Nate, we have an anonymous question, which, you know, this is just, it's a hard question that a lot of us deal with. And I think a lot of the entrepreneurs that are submitting questions think they're the only ones that have this question, which is why they're saying they want to be anonymous. But the truth is, every one of these questions we're all dealing with, right? You just told me, did you get that out of my journal?
That is definitely something I've said before. So yeah. What the question says is, I've thought of quitting far too many times, thinking I'm not good enough. I don't have anything to offer. Comparing myself to others, struggling with the roller coaster income. I'm just not sure I can keep this up. Others are so much more successful than I am. How do I know when it's time to quit or just work harder?
I mean, this is a really big question. I think especially for moms who have kids and it affects their family, for dads who are trying to support their family, it's just a really big question. From day one, I think there's been very few days where I haven't thought, is this still the right thing I'm supposed to be doing?
No, I ask myself that often. I'm like, am I on the right path? Am I actually helping people? Am I helping people in the best manner that I can? What is going on? The part that I really like in this question was where it said, others are so much more successful than I am. I think the biggest issue that we have as entrepreneurs is comparing ourselves to other entrepreneurs. We'll look at them and we'll see everything that they want us to see. They don't show off their messy backends. They don't show that they're on that roller coaster income as well. They don't show that they feel like they have nothing to offer, but we compare ourselves to these people and we go, well, they've got it all figured out. They're clearly a much better entrepreneur than I am. Whereas if you sit down with them and you talk to them, that quote that I just read can be said by so many entrepreneurs. They go, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just winging it. And sometimes this works for me, sometimes it doesn't. Or a lot of times we'll focus on what our weaknesses are and compare them to somebody else's strengths. You know, we might be like, oh, we need more video content. And so naturally we compare ourselves to like a YouTube star that has a million followers. And we're like, oh, we're so bad at that. But guess what? The YouTube star might be horrible at Instagram, or they might be horrible with making phone calls to local businesses, or they might be horrible with accounting. They might be racking in all this money from ads and stuff, and they don't know how to manage any of it. And now the IRS is going to come knocking at their door. And I'm not saying like from personal experience or anything. I don't wish that upon anyone. But what I'm trying to emphasize is that a lot of times we just look at what other people are excelling at and compare it to our flaws. So it's like the David and Goliath syndrome. If David only compared his weaknesses to Goliath's strengths, he would have been like, well, I can never fight that person. But he had to compare his strengths to Goliath's weaknesses in order to defeat him.
So, I really like that. Yeah, that's really good. And you're right. We don't go around showing our messy back end, but I'll tell you what, we all talk about it when we're together. I don't remember a conversation with an entrepreneur where they didn't say something like, well, if somebody could do that for me in the back end, then I can do that the other thing better. We are definitely only seeing their front end. And also what we're not seeing is how many years it took them to get that. I happen to know an entrepreneur who she worked really hard for about 3 years and just had nothing come of it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, she's on, you know, social media Examiner's stage speaking because one little thing went right for her. And sometimes that's what it takes, is just one little thing or one person that you meet or one little thing that you figure out that works. Like you said, this doesn't work or this works. The same things aren't going to work for everybody either. So you can't look at them and say, so I can't look at her business and say, well, okay, that's what she did that altered the course of her business. What I have to look at is what will alter the course of my business. When it comes to quitting, I've thought about it many times. Recently went through a divorce, thought about it then, you know, now I really have to support my family. Is my business going to be able to hold up to that? Because that just puts all the extra pressure on me. In looking at it, there's just, if you get to that situation where you're like, it's either live or die, you're going to live. And if that includes keeping on your business, then you need to keep on it. If you're looking at it and your business is just driving you to the ground, it's ruining your marriage, which that's not what ruined my marriage, by the way. But if it's ruining your marriage and it's ruining your relationship with your children, you're about to become homeless, it's not worth it. So you have to look at the broad perspective. And I don't think there's any one right answer for anybody. I mean, how many millionaires have I talked to that filed bankruptcy and then they made it? So there's not any one answer, I don't think, that really works.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then, well, you have to ask yourself too, like, really, what do you value more? And I'm not going out there to say, you know, yeah, dump your kids on the street or anything like that. Please don't use that, you know, when the judge is asking you why you committed the heinous crimes. Well, Nate said that I value my business over human life. No.
Yeah, we're definitely not saying that.
We're not saying that. But take what you truly value. Do you value your business and being a success there and what you bring to the world through your business? If that is truly more important to you than a lot of other things, you just have to make that decision. Every time you want to say, well, maybe I should throw in the towel on my business so that I can spend more time watching Netflix. Like, I just picked a really big one where most people would go, well, obviously, spend more time doing the business. But do you really think about that the last time you were watching Netflix? Probably not. And some people make the decision, okay, well, business is more important than, you know, my daughter's piano recital. And that's up to you to decide. Is that which one of those is more important? I can guarantee you that anyone with a successful business they've had to make those difficult decisions many times. They've had to make those decisions of, what do I sacrifice? And am I picking the business or am I picking social life? Am I picking a nice car or a fancy house or whatever? Am I picking the generic brand foods, you know, so that I can cut my budget there in the shopping, so that I can spend more time on my business. That's kind of what you have to make, those tough decisions. And yeah, for every person, it's going to be different. But know that those decisions are going to be tough. If they were easy decisions, everyone would make them and everyone would be a millionaire.
Right.
But that's not the case. It's because most humans don't want to make those tough decisions. They don't want to make those risks. They want what's comfortable and they want what's easy. They are not willing to sacrifice that comfort and that ease.
Well, I was coaching a girl once who'd had a business for a few years and she wasn't doing too bad. As we were talking, I actually had come to Jesus. It caught me off guard because normally I'm not that kind of person and I don't do coaching. I do mentoring. So it's more of a mentoring session. But I was talking to her, you know, I just felt really impressed to tell her, is your family more important than your business, or is your business more important than your family? And she started crying and I felt really bad. And then I found out that she just put her business on hold for a year and she caught up with her family and she got things back in order and back in place. And then she came back stronger than ever. But at the time she was constantly being torn between family and work. And
right,
her at that time, so sometimes it just means a pause. It doesn't mean you're quitting completely. So she just kind of put a little bit of a hold on what was going on. That was the best decision at that time. And then she just came back stronger than ever. So sometimes it's just a pause.
Sometimes to go on the other end, because some of you might need to hear this, family isn't always what's best. Sometimes we have toxic family, family
that's
that holds us back and that keeps us down and drags that negative into our lives that says, no, you can't do that. You can't be successful. So sometimes there are situations where you need to put the family on hold and go and achieve your dreams. And go do what you know is right to go success. Break away from those chains of family that are holding you down and keeping you from being successful. That has to happen sometimes. Unfortunately, that's the case. And so I just wanted to share that because I'm sure there are plenty of you that need to know that as well.
It is a personal decision and you need to weigh all of the options, but it needs to be your decision. You cannot let, I mean, you know, you definitely want to hear what people have to say, the people who are closest to you, but if they are toxic, think twice about taking their advice because it just may not be the best thing to do.
Yep.
Well, Nate, of course, this is the best discussion ever. And I absolutely love having just this time me and you to talk about, you know, what we're passionate about because, you know, our anonymous entrepreneur is not alone. We thought it. And I know every entrepreneur I've ever talked to has thought it too.
Absolutely. Every single one I've ever talked to is like, oh, should I give up? Should I throw in the towel? And I'm like, no, do not do that. Do whatever it takes. If you absolutely love what you're doing and you want your business to thrive in it, keep doing that.
Because
why would you not want to do what you love every single day?
And even if you keep doing what you're loving, but maybe you don't do the business part of it for a minute, just to save yourself from where you are. I mean, that's such a personal decision.
People ask us all the time how they can get their podcast up and running. What we tell them, work with our podcast managers at The Messy Backend, and then check out the platform we use for everything else, podserve.fm. They do all the hard work to get you published on many of the major podcast networks, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. After that, they help promote it and make sure it's seen by thousands. Check out their easy four-step process at podserve.fm/messy.
Come conquer life's challenges with laughter with our very own Nate Tucker. You can find him on Facebook or Instagram at Nathan Allen Media. Funny guy, photographer, digital marketer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, animal lover, and most importantly, pizza connoisseur.
Thank you to our advertisers, podserve.fm, who can help you get your podcast hosted and published. Visit them at podserve.fm/messy. And thank you to ThriveCart, the only shopping cart your business will ever need. Visit them at themessybackend.com/cart.
Last but not least, the biggest thank you to our team. We couldn't do it without you. To my co-host, Nate Tucker, and our production managers and crew. You can find out more about our amazing team at themessybackend.com/team. Not only that, but our team is ready to help you start and build your podcast today. Visit us at themessybackend.com/team for details.
Woo! Well, that's all we have for today's episode of the Messy Backend. Join us again next week as our experts share more customized business advice and tips about all the messy stuff that goes on in the back end of entrepreneurship. Remember, you are not alone. Every business has a messy back end and needs a little attention.